Now we're going to look in lesson 93 at another skeptical claim about the New Testament, about its historical reliability. Let's click on the screen and go through this one. The skeptic's charge is, well, aren't there about 400,000 textual errors in the early copies of the Gospels? Since we only have copies of the original documents over time, it's become so full of errors that we can't know what the original records actually said. Well, there's an answer for that. It's called the science and scholarly work of textual criticism, which is the scholarly study of manuscripts, especially of the Bible, in an effort to establish the original text. So let's walk through on slide 2 some of that information. We're going to be looking at Dr. Daniel B. Wallace. He's a PhD at Dallas Theological Seminary, professor of New Testament studies, and his expertise is in textual criticism. He's the founder for the Center of the Study of New Testament Manuscripts, and his postdoctorate work on Greek grammar at Tyndall House in Cambridge goes on to this day. So here's what he has done in investigating these 400,000 transmission errors that you find in the Gospels. He's been able to break them down into four categories. Category number one is called spelling and nonsense errors. Category number two, minor changes. Category three, meaningful but not viable. And category four, meaningful and viable. So click on the screen, let's look at it. Spelling and nonsense errors mean that these errors occur when a scribe wrote a word that makes no sense in its context, usually because they were tired or took their eyes off the page. They're easy to correct. Minor changes. They're so small as the presence or absence of an article, the, or change word order, which vary considerably in Greek, and again, easy to correct. Meaningful, but not viable. These errors have meaning, but they aren't a viable reflection of the original text. The overall manuscript evidence points clearly in one direction, so making the error plain and knowing it's easy to understand and correct. And then finally, meaningful and viable. Now, these are errors that have meaning, and the alternate reading is viable as a reflection of the original words, so it could go either way. Now, these types of errors account for less than 1% of all textual variants and typically involve just a single word or phrase. And here's the kicker. Of all these 400,000 errors, supposedly, in transmission that do exist, not a single error affects any Christian doctrine. Doesn't affect the resurrection, doesn't affect the deity of Christ, doesn't affect grace by faith, doesn't affect sin, none of those. They have no effect at all in the essential beliefs of Christianity. So the attached video by Wallace and Bach take you through that. It's about 10 minutes long. It'll get you more in depth. So even when we look at this second criticism by skeptics, it's easy to explain, not a problem.